Coming up in our headlines, inflation declines for 12th straight month, reaching 5.4% by December 2025, lowest since the 2021 rebasing of Ghana's economy. Also in this bulletin, business owners express high hopes in making more profit from the implementation of the new VAT system, and we shall be telling you why. Also in this bulletin, Asante Hinu Otumfuo say to the second visits Bank of Ghana today to familiarize with its operations and tour of the new headquarters of the central bank. And later on the Joy Business Fund, we'll tell you about Nutriholics, a Ghanaian brand champion in safe. What is brought to you by EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojubaka. I look now at our stories. Ghana closed 2025 with a sustained slowdown in inflation as the headline rate fell to 5.4% in December, marking the 12th consecutive month of disinflation and signaling improving macroeconomic stability, according to new data from the Ghana Statistical Service. And this was announced virtually by the government statistician, Dr. Alhassan Idrisu.
This means that on average, goods and services cost 5.4% more than they did in December 2024. This result is significant as inflation has now declined for 12 consecutive months. It fell from 6.3% in November 2025 and from 23.8% in December 2024. That is a reduction of 18.4 percentage points in 1 year. It is also the lowest inflation rate since the CPI was rebased in 2021.
Dr. Alhassan Idrisu is the government statistician. Now, some businesses in Accra have expressed optimism about the implementation of the new value-added tax law will aid businesses in making more profit. Now, this is due to the reform of the tax, which has resulted in a low rate of 20% compared to the initial 21.9%. Some of the business operators have been speaking to Joy Business.
Yes, no COVID levy as well. You know, it's also, and especially also with the importation, it really helps a lot. It really has a positive. Some of the customers have already, they have already mentioned to us that now it's very easy for them to claim a VAT. And to be frank, it has even motivated people to demand a VAT invoice.
That COVID levy, and again, now we can recoup the levies, the fact.
Meanwhile, the Ghana Union of Traders Association, GUTA, and the Ghana Revenue Authority have engaged in a consultative meeting and agreed to establish a joint technical team comprising representatives of GUTA and GRA to be responsible for addressing sector-specific challenges, including requirements for VAT record keeping, input VAT claims, and VAT calculation. And we will bring you more in our subsequent bulletins. The Asante Hinu Otumfuo say to the second has visited the Bank of Ghana to pay a courtesy call on the governor and staff of the bank. The Asante Hinu Otumfuo say to the second used the opportunity to tour the new central bank headquarters in Accra to gain first-hand insight into its role in stabilizing the economy and financial system. Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Johnson Isiama, was addressing the team of delegation led by the Asante Hinu a while ago.
Nana, as inflation pressures eased and expectations began to re-anchor, the Bank of Ghana was able to recalibrate its policy stance carefully. The monetary policy rate was reduced in steps since we came in from 27% to 18% as at our last meeting in November last year, striking a balance between preserving hard-won disinflation gains and supporting a recovery in credit and economic activity. Nana, market rates have followed this trend, easing financial conditions while maintaining prudence.
Gone by was the voice of the governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Johnson Isiama, addressing a delegation led by the Asante Hinu Otumfuo Seyi II at the headquarters of the Bank of Ghana. Ending the Joy Business Report brought to you by EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Please stay tuned in for the Joy Business Van right after this break.
The Kakamotobi come out in the festive season and they are as scary as our bills. But we don't want to miss out on parties, family and festivals. Whether you say Akwaba, Maraba, Wezo or Obake, EcoBank says tap into Fives in the 5-star enjoyment promo. Be one of 10,000 lucky winners when you deposit multiples of 400 Ghana cedis or take a loan in multiples of 4,000 Ghana cedis to win up to 1.5 million Ghana cedis in cash and prizes. 1 year insurance cover.
gift vouchers, and more. That's not all. Use your EcoBank card, mobile app, USSD, or POS to transact and enjoy up to 15% discount. Tap into Vibes with EcoBank. T's and C's apply.
Bill shouldn't scare you.
EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank.
EcoBank will never call or text asking you to verify sensitive information like your PIN, Ghana card, or bank card information. Pay better attention to details.
Hello again and welcome back to the Joy Business Van, brought to you by EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank, and MTN Business. What are we doing today? In a country where skin bleaching continues to affect confidence and health, one Ghanaian doctor is changing the narrative, building a skincare brand rooted in science, self-love, and the belief that healthy skin should never come at a cost of identity. Today on the Joy Business Fund, we feature Natureholics, founded by Dr. Alberta Emisa.
In a world where beauty standards often pressure people to change who they are, one Ghanaian skincare brand is choosing a different path. One rooted in care, confidence, and compassion. Founded in 2019, Natureholics is redefining skincare by putting safety, self-love, and sustainability at the heart of beauty. We sit down with the founder, Dr. Alberta Emisa, to find out what inspired the creation of this business.
I have always liked skin, working with skin. And it's so sad to always see people bleaching their skin and always using the things that are not right for their skin. So when I had the opportunity, I decided to go into skincare, create something that would nourish, nurture the skin, not bleach, you know, a safe, affordable skincare for people to be able to use. That's really the inspiration. I'm that person you find on the skincare aisle in any convenience store where you find the skincare. That's where I am.
For Alberta, this mission is deeply personal. Growing up, she struggled with acne herself, an experience that shaped her understanding of skin confidence and strengthened her resolve to create gentle, effective skincare solutions.
I had breakouts in senior high school, SS1. I had breakouts then. So I think that was when I started paying attention to the things that I would use on my skin. So someone will recommend this, then I would use it. It will work out. Sometimes it won't work out, but I struggled with acne throughout high school and also in the beginning stages of uni. So that's how come.
During her housemanship in medical school, Alberta took an extra step, enrolling in soap making training, where she began translating her medical knowledge and passion for skincare into practical solutions.
So I was scrolling through Instagram one day and I found someone who was teaching soap making, and I found that very intriguing. I was like, oh, so I can actually learn. I like it, but I can actually learn to do it. So I signed up for the course and then I learned how to make soaps. So when I was at Lekma Hospital during my second year of housemanship, I started making the soaps. The course was online, but when I was ready to start, I engaged someone who would come and help with the practical bit, because I was a bit skeptical and scared about doing it on my own. And that's what started the journey. I started with soaps, and then every other thing just started falling into place.
The name Natureholics was inspired by Alberta's belief that caring for the skin should be intentional and consistent. An almost healthy obsession with nurturing, protecting, and respecting the skin.
When I started, the whole initiative was to, you know, make products that would nourish, nurture the skin. So initially, the name was actually Nature Skin. I tried to trademark that name and they said no, it wouldn't be possible to trademark that name. But I still wanted a name that would embody what we do, which is Nature Skin. I was just sitting there one day and I'm like, how about Natureholics? Like someone who is, you know, very much enthusiastic about nurturing the skin. So Natureholics, like alcoholic Natureholics, sort of. So I put those two together and I checked and it worked. So Natureholics is actually trademarked now.
In Ghana, where skin bleaching remains a widespread challenge, Alberta was determined to be part of the change. She started an anti-bleaching campaign to promote healthy skin and encourage people to embrace their natural complexion.
I feel a lot of girls are not so happy in their skin, especially, you know, the darker skin tone. They are always looking to lighten or brighten, and I think it comes from a place of a very low self-esteem. Okay, and so the message we are trying to put out there is that it's okay to be darker. It's okay to have, you know, this skin that's not so light. You are beautiful in your own skin. So I want to portray that and then, you know, tell the girls out there that it's okay to be dark. It's actually cool to be dark. I'm dark. I'm not light-skinned, and I think it's fine.
In 2020, the brand launched an anti-bleaching campaign visiting high schools across the country to educate young people on the dangers of skin bleaching and encourage them to embrace the skin they were born with. For our better, Natureholics is more than skincare, it is a movement. Next time, we'll hear about the impact our better is making.
You can watch The Joy Business Van at 5 p.m. on Business Live on The Joy News Channel today. That's it for The Joy Business Van, brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and MTN Business. What are we doing today? Before we go, Imperial General Assurance brings you the Asempa Motor promo. From now till the 30th of April, win big with Imperial General's Asempa Motor promo. Call them on 0577-667-436 or 0577-667-437. Again, or 0577-667-438. Or talk to your broker for further details. Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. This festive season, bills shouldn't scare you because you can enjoy free cash from Ecobank in the 5-star enjoyment promo. Simply deposit in multiples of 400 cedis or take a loan in multiples of 4,000 cedis to build points and enter a draw for a chance to win your share of 1.5 million cedis in cash and prizes, including 1-year insurance cover, gift vouchers, and multiples of 10,000 cedis. There is more. Customer who transacts with the Ecobank card or use the digital platforms enjoy up to 15% discounts on rides, experiences, events, and more. Don't miss out. Tap into Vibes and be one of the 10,000 lucky winners in the Ecobank 5-star enjoyment promo. Deposit more, enjoy more. Promo runs from now to the 31st of January 2026. Terms and conditions apply. This promo is supervised by the NLA on the Caritas platform. Ecobank will never ask for your PIN or password. When in doubt, call 0800-003-225 for assistance. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. I am Pius Kojobaka. Grateful serving you. Ignition is next. Enjoy.
The Kakamotobi come out in the festive season and they are as scary as our bills. But we don't want to miss out on parties, family and festivals. Whether you say Akwaba, Maraba, Wezo or Obake, Ecobank says tap into Vibes in the 5-star enjoyment promo. Be one of 10,000 lucky winners when you deposit multiples of 400 Ghana cedis or take a loan in multiples of 4,000 Ghana cedis to win up to 1.5 million Ghana cedis in cash and prizes. 1-year insurance cover, gift vouchers and more. That's not all. Use your Ecobank card, mobile app, USSD or POS to transact and enjoy up to 15% discount. Tap into Vibes with Ecobank. T's and C's apply. Bill shouldn't scare you. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank.
Ecobank will never call or text asking you to verify sensitive information like your PIN, Ghana card or bank card information. Pay better attention to details.
Joy 99.7 FM.
May I have your attention for the following funeral announcements? Togbi Tebi, still father and the head of the Taviapa Jepe Anyime clan. Mr. Samson Amuzu, head of Ganza family. Madam Gladys Ganza. Asafohine, Justice Amervo. Mr. Divine Amuzu. Chiame Prosper Agleke. J.B. Buama and W.O. Guzan regret to announce the death of their beloved Mrs. Sarah Ivy Amasegwa Bachman, Nair Gabing, age 69 years. Funeral arrangements. Filing passed Saturday, 10th January 2026, from 7 a.m. to 8:30 a.m.